Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Maddison. In this episode of our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast, we Zoom with Zach and Colton, the Swan Brothers, recorded March the 23rd of 2021. They had just released a brand new record called Nashlahoma, and they were getting set to perform on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry for the first time in about a year. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with the Swan Brothers.
Coffee, Country, and Cody on WSM.
You're watching on Circle Television, and the Swan Brothers open tonight's Tuesday Night Opry. I get to bring them on when the big red curtain goes up at 7 o'clock, and apparently Charlie's hanging out with them on his off hours here. How did you know they went and got haircuts yesterday?
Well, I was talking to Vanessa Davis, who works with the guys, and said they're getting coiffed right now, but I will ask them what song they would like to feature tomorrow morning.
Oh, so. Well, they have new music, and we're going to feature some of it coming up here in just a second. Nashlahoma. First of all, can we see the haircuts? Can we see the end result, how things turned out?
Mine's still pretty long. I mean, I'm just working on my mullet.
I love it. You guys got great hair.
Now, are you like me? When you get your hair cut, do you instantly feel bad about putting the ball cap right back on? It's almost insulting the haircut that you've just put the hat right back on, or do you wait till you get out of the shop at least?
No, see, my hairline is running away from me, so I feel like the hat is necessary.
Take your cap off again. Let me look. Let me take a... Oh, you're fine. You're fine. Oh, you're good.
No. This is running away from you. Trust me. This, okay.
Now, the beards have come along since I saw you last. Wait a minute. Are you drinking a Guinness for breakfast? I'm just going to ask you right here live on the world.
This is, it tastes a lot like it, but it's actually just a nitro brew coffee.
Oh, the nitro brew is so good.
It was so fast, I thought. Wait, now this is what made country music at the Grand Ole Opry great. We're taking it back. The glory.
Real country.
The golden age of the Grand Ole Opry. This portion brought to you by Guinness.
Why not?
So, do you make your own nitro brew, or did you go get that this morning? Have you been up long enough to make a coffee?
No, actually, my loving brother stopped by and got it on the way here.
I feel like being kind today. I mean, we're celebrating. We're playing the Opry tonight, talking to you guys this morning. And
he did send me a Venmo request.
Do you have an Opry ritual that you go through, like the day of, or just before you go out back in your dressing room? Something that you always do?
I will tell you, I usually that makes me do laundry. I will wash some clean clothes to wear on the Opry for sure.
Yeah, and I even iron my clothes. Like the Opry, you just got to step it up. You got to bring your A game. We were talking about, man, I don't think we should even wear hats on that stage. It's so epic, you know, so you got to respect it. So,
well, Megan, I was backstage with them and participated in the team prayer one night just before we went out at Old Red in Gatlinburg, which is a tradition I think you guys do every night when we were all out on the road.
Every show, man, every show we say a little prayer, and that's honestly probably the only reason we're on that stage.
I selfishly in those prayers always pray quietly that I'm not the guy that falls off the stage, you know, because those videos crack me up, but I know it's going to happen to me.
Well, listen, you're in good company. I mean, Mel Tillis did it at the Ryman. He's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, come on. It could happen to you.
Memorable moment.
There you go. Maybe I need it. Maybe that's what I need to get us some views.
Yeah, we need it.
That's it. I'm jumping off the front of the Opry stage tonight.
Oh, no. Crowd surfing at the Opry bill. It's a first. Hey, guys, you celebrate your roots, obviously, in Oklahoma, and you write about different places you've been, somewhere in San Diego and then now living in Nashville. Do you have a moment when you came to Nashville where you thought, okay, now this is really where I live? I remember when I came here right out of college, went to the Wild Horse Saloon to go line dancing, and I went to Rotier's to get a cheeseburger. Was there a place where you're like, we got to go in Nashville when you first came here? That was kind of your moment?
For sure, for sure. We always, as a family even, like, we always heard about the Wild Horse. You know, of course, the Opry, and but we always heard about the Wild Horse. And the first time, this is a crazy story, one of the first times we were here, these guys by the name of Low Cash.
Oh, yeah.
We're DJing over there.
Yes, they were. They taught me how to line dance, guys.
Yes, yes.
Preston and Chris.
We still have videos of me line dancing and them teaching and stuff. And they even took time. We had these, like, really bad demos. I think of this song called Teddy Bear. I cannot remember. It was a bad song.
We wrote a song called The Teddy Bear.
And they played it. We were eating fried pickles. And these guys played it over their big DJ system just to...
We thought we had made it because our voices were coming over the Wild Horse speakers.
Yeah.
Like, they played us on the radio. Yeah.
We have got to find that song, Teddy Bear Bill. Got to find it.
Some of you are looking at Megan Alexander right now and going, boy, she looks so much more classy than the people that she hangs out with. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you got to tell the story about your parents, how young you were, as I recall, where they dropped you off on Music Row so you could pursue the dream. There are people who are seeing and hearing this for the very first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the thing. We've told this story a couple times, but it's like, this is the truth. We saw Billy Gilman get a record deal. You know, and the fact that this young guy, this young kid was like all over CMT and all that. It just like, we were like, okay, well, we're going to be the net, like the kid version of Brooks and Dunn. That was our mentality. Right.
That's great.
And so we told our parents, and we used to take a family vacation every year, and it would kind of like, it would either be like Florida, like the beach, or Branson, Missouri, like Silver Dollar City. And one year we just started saying, you know what, we want to go to Nashville this week and get a record deal. And like, then they just kept taking us, and that ended up turning into our family vacation every year. And so
stayed at Shoney's Inn right there on you know,
yeah.
They knew that
Road.
You could just walk in and get a record deal. Mm. You know, so they would just say, okay, go knock on the label door or whatever, you know. And man, this is really crazy. It's kind of a full circle moment. Not a lot of people know this, but the one label that didn't kick us out, and we would literally walk up and say, hey, can we sing for you, you know. And it was just, we ended up making some great friends, you know, and having one of the secretaries ended up letting us sing some songs, and we still know them to this day and have great relationships. So
what label was it that didn't kick you out?
It's not even here anymore.
Yeah, it's not even here. Virgin Records. And Scott Hendricks was there at the time.
Yeah.
And he said, boys, you know, y'all keep at it. I'll never forget this. He said, if y'all keep at it, you'll be like, you're going to be in this town, but give it like 10, 12 years. Right. 10, 12 years. What in the world? You know, we're still here, though.
And 20 years later, we got a shot in the music business.
The latest result is Nashlahoma, from Muskogee, Oklahoma to Nashville, Tennessee. Best of the Best is the lead single, and I'm sure you'll be playing that tonight on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. They open things up tonight at 7 o'clock. The Swan Brothers, Zach and Colton, Coffee Country and Cody, WSM Radio, Circle Television. You heard the Swan Brothers, and that's the first time you've heard it and seen it on WSM Radio Circle Television this morning. Best of the Best. It's the lead single off Nashlahoma, their brand new album. Is that one of your songs?
Actually, we cannot take credit for that. Our buddy Tyler Hubbard texted us that song one night on a way to a gig. And because we asked him, like, man, you guys got any hits laying around? But you mix him and Philip and Jimmy from Little Big Town and Corey Crowder, and you get a song like that. We're just thrilled they let us put that on our record, man.
Mm-hmm. When's the full album out?
It's out.
It's finally out. Yeah. Okay. We, you know, there's been a lot going on, and we're already working on more stuff. We can't get enough of this time at home of like just being in studio writing. But it's crazy because we're getting out and playing now, which is, you know, great to see. You know, we're back on the opera stage. This is, we've been waiting on this for over a year. I mean, yeah. We're going to have to go through the whole nerves thing again.
Just a few more hours. It's the Swan Brothers, Jared Neiman, Adam Hambrick, Riders in the Sky, Lindsay L., Henry Cho, Daly and Vincent tonight, 7 o'clock at the Grand Ole Opry. Thanks for coming on this morning. Great to see you always.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, y'all, guys. Love y'all.
You too.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.